Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. And today's podcast, I hope, will encourage you, but it comes from a negative example. And we're calling this How We Miss Our Destiny. I think one of the things I've noticed in my own life is that I'm prone to wander and I'm prone to drift. And I think if you're anything like that, it's easy to begin to drift, especially in 2020, especially with everything else that we have going on. It is so easy to drift. And the danger of that is we usually drift in the opposite direction of where we would want to go. In other words, we rarely drift towards purpose. We rarely drift towards destiny. We rarely drift towards God's vision for our life. Instead, most of the time, we drift away from all of those positive things. And what I believe is that if you're listening to this podcast, you're the kind of person that wants to drift towards what God has for you, not away. Well, in the Old Testament, we meet a guy named Samson. His story is found in Judges 13 through 16, and it's a heartbreaking story. And what I mean by it being a heartbreaking story is that we see a guy who was created with this uniqueness that nobody else had. In fact, in chapter 13, verse 5, an angel shows up and says to this unsuspecting couple who have had a difficult time of having kids, this angel shows up and says, you're going to give birth to a son, and he's going to be set apart from birth as a Nazarite, and he's going to begin to deliver the nation of Israel from the Philistines. In other words, this is not an ordinary child. This is not a normal person. This is somebody that has a purpose. And I believe that for you today. You have a purpose. There's a reason why you're on this planet. But what happens for Samson is he takes that God-given potential and he uses it for himself. In fact, when you read, in chapter 15, verses 14 and 15, he uses the strength that God gave him to try to show up the enemy instead of defeating them. In fact, in chapter 15, verse 15, it says that he took even a jawbone of a donkey and he picked it up and he killed 1,000 Philistines. And other times he killed a lion with his bare hands. And another time he slayed 30 of the Philistines. Another time he took 300 foxes and tied their tails together and put a torch between them and lit them on fire to go and burn all the fields of the Philistines. I mean, over and over and over again, he takes this God-given ability and he uses it in a negative way. One of the things that we said recently here at Sugar Hill Church is that he had an incredibly strong body, but he had a dangerously weak will. And so one of the ways that we miss destinies when we take our God-given potential, we take the purpose that we're created for and we waste it away. In fact, if you read Samson's story, what you begin to see is Samson had three big weaknesses in his life. He had lust, entitlement, and pride. Lust, entitlement, and pride. Lust is anytime we say, I want it. In other words, Samson didn't think anything ought to be off limits for him. And so he would travel distances to get in negative relationships with people he should have never been in relationship with because he said, I want it. That second emotion that he had was entitlement. I deserve it. He thought he was such a strong man that he deserved to do whatever he wanted to do. I deserve it. And the third one, pride. I can handle it. I can handle it. He thought, you know what? Even though there are some things that I'm not supposed to be around and there's some things that I'm not supposed to do, I can handle it myself. I'm going to do my own thing. And what ends up happening is he gets captured by the enemy. He prays one last time that God would use him, and God uses him to tear down a temple and wipe out 3,000 of the enemy. But here's the negative part of it. Samson had to die to do it. Samson had to die to do it. Can you imagine what Samson's life would have been like if he learned to control his emotions? What if he learned to be spirit-led instead of emotion-driven? Can you imagine what would happen if he had taken that God-given potential, that God-given purpose, and harnessed it for good and to use it for God's kingdom? There could have been something even greater. Well, what I'm convinced of is if I'm not careful, we'll fall trapped to those things as well. that we'll miss our God-given destiny, that we won't make the difference that God created us to do if we don't realize that we have a purpose and that that purpose is meant to be used for God Himself. And if we're not careful, there are some negative habits, sin patterns in our life that will sabotage it. But man, if we master that, if we submit to that, if we stay God-directed in that, I'm telling you, you could literally change the world. And so I want to encourage you today, don't settle, don't drift. Come back to your Heavenly Father and say, God, would you help me to realize what on earth you've created me for? And would you help me to handle that really well? Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.